stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, August 3rd. We're back in the studio with you as always.
Good morning, Sammy.
We never let our listeners down.
Well, sometimes we do.
Yeah, and it helps when you have a co-host that shows up every day.
Thank God for that, helps. Right? Yeah. Well, I show up physically, you know, mentally and not so much.
No, you definitely have a great work ethic and I appreciate that.
Oh,
you know?
Look at you.
Yeah.
What a sweetheart you are this morning.
It shows that you respect yourself, you know?
Thank you.
Because when people don't respect other people, they don't respect themselves either.
That is true. I will agree with that.
Yeah.
I will agree with that.
So we have a great surprise guest in the studio.
Oh,
we'll bring her in just a couple of minutes.
I'm super excited.
And I just wanted to bring up, did you see this thing yesterday on Wall Street where people took off their clothes?
No, but I was looking at it this morning. Why did they do this?
People were protesting. I guess, I don't know. They're saying that transparency of Wall Street, whatever the hell that means.
Okay.
But someone organized this and then a few people went and took off their clothes completely.
Completely. Bras, underwear.
Bras, everything.
Okay,
you know?
Were these people
dangling
that you
penises.
Were these people that you wanted to see naked or didn't want to see naked? Because that's very important.
In the video, it's sort of a mix, you know?
Oh,
I mean, I saw a couple chicks with hot bodies.
Okay. But well, that's good at least.
Yeah, I mean, something
at
to look at.
At least there's something to look at.
Exactly.
If it was fat old people,
I'm sure there
scary.
Were a couple of fat old people there.
I'm sure
too.
There were. Oh, nothing wrong. I love fat old people, but I'm just saying.
I know you like.
let's just look at them clothed.
She loves the meek, you know.
I am obsessed with fat Asian kids, but I'm obsessed with them because they're cute. That's why I'm obsessed with them.
I see. Okay.
You know that.
So
that's so weird.
So old fat people are cute too.
Sure. You know, though, they're calling it a performance art piece. You
yeah.
know that. Really? Is that what they're calling it?
Yeah.
A performance
it
art
is.
Piece.
It is. You perform out
That's
there.
That's the dumbest
know.
Thing ever. You know, I can't even. I'm going to see if they show. They're not going to show naked people. Right.
They do. They just pixelate.
Oh,
the,
here it goes.
Yeah,
okay.
Blur the thing.
Oh, wait. There's some decent looking
yeah.
people. A girl's holding weights. What is happening? Is she working out naked? I don't know what's going on right now.
It's
this
pretty
is
funny,
the weirdest
yeah.
thing ever.
I know.
Do these people actually work on Wall Street?
Yeah.
Well, let's hope. They're
that's,
not just
yeah,
hired
that's
actors.
What they claim, yeah.
There's a guy crawling on the ground.
Yeah, he's the organizer of the thing. That's what
okay,
they're saying.
Okay, this
yeah.
is a little bizarre now.
Yeah.
Did they get arrested?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you expose yourself. What the hell, you know?
Oh,
just because it's Wall Street doesn't mean...
But if we were in
mean...
France, we yeah. wouldn't be. Oh, there's the guy with a tie and nothing else.
Yeah.
And he's covering his penis
he's
with his hands.
He's covering his genitals. Yeah.
Really, dude? Just let it all hang out. If you're going to strip down in public, just, you know, let it all hang out, man. Unless he's getting excited and he's trying to push down his boner, which could happen.
Yeah.
Wow. That is.
Which could happen. I don't think
amazing.
I could get a boner in the middle of the street.
You
with
never know.
Watching.
You know, some guys will say, have told me that sometimes it's just like a what's the word? Like a wind. What am I trying
the
to say?
The breeze.
Yes, like a breeze. And all yeah. of a sudden you're hard. And I'm like, really?
I've never
like
heard of that before.
Oh my God. I've actually had a couple guys tell me that like
really?
Sometimes it just, it comes out of nowhere and you yeah. just don't know. And all of a sudden it's like a breeze and it's just.
Yeah. I don't know. How many times have they been naked outside? You know, that's my question. How are they such experts with the breeze on your balls? You know?
I don't know. I'm yeah. just, I, who knows? But I don't ask those questions. They only tell me that a breeze happens and all of a sudden they're hard as hell. No, but I was at Disneyland one time with a friend of mine And we were standing in line. Uh-huh. And we weren't even talking about anything sexual. And all of a sudden, he gets a bone. Like, he gets hard. And really? He was like, oh, my God, I'm hard. Like, he couldn't walk. And he was, like, trying to cover it up. And I was laughing so hard. I just kept walking away from him. So he was, like, super embarrassed. And I couldn't cover it up.
You see, that happens. Like, that happens. Yeah.
See, it just, you know, you never know when it's going to pop up. Yeah. Thank God I don't have a penis. That'd be awful. That would just be a disaster.
That's what you think. Yeah, but it is. It's tough because you constantly want to stick it in places, you know? And
Okay, hold on. Let's back this up for a second. Stick it in places, like any place? Or are we talking specifically
you know, I mean,
in
orifices,
a woman's...
So. Oh, okay.
In orifices, in an armpit.
Yeah, a penis is not... particular, you know, they're not very picky.
Let's be a little bit specific on places because, you know, when I'm thinking...
Between your fingers, you know, things like that, you know.
Between your fingers. Like that?
No, like this.
I know, but I'm just like...
She's giving me a V, I'm giving her...
I'm giving you a peace sign. Yeah,
a peace sign. That's a V. No, the V doesn't work.
Thank you for telling me.
You create a circle around it.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, we're getting out of line here. So let's bring Rowan here because she has a lot to contribute, I'm sure.
Hey, Ro.
Hi.
Good morning, Ro.
Good morning. Now, I love the conversation.
Thank you.
I haven't seen the Naked Wall Street people. Are you sure it's not a flash mob? That's not a pun. Like,
yeah. They have those, huh? Yeah,
they do.
Yeah. That's pretty funny, those
now,
things.
Yeah, and Sam, you said you just stick your... Do you stick your penis in different places?
That's what I said.
Well, I try, yeah. I mean,
are you around
not
the
in a hole in the wall and stuff, you know, but...
That would be a glory hole.
Yeah.
There we go. But not in, like, holes in trees or anything, or, like...
You know, I just thought if I had a penis, I don't. I don't know if you could tell. I don't know if you could tell from my voice, but I don't have a penis. And but if I did, you know what I try and do? I try and pee in a bottle.
Yeah. Like in Dumb
If you
and
had
Dumber.
A penis, you'd
yeah,
do
because
that?
I just did a gig where we drove down to San Diego, took 5 hours, and my friend who was headlining the show, he had that emergency where he's like,
and he just went in a bottle
well,
in the car?
I turned the radio up. He went in the back seat. I said, I'm not going to stare at you. And he filled up like 2 bottles.
Really? Like Dumb and Dumber. Yeah, and then he got pulled over by the cops.
Yeah, have you heard of pulling over and go to the
breath
bathroom?
Mint, sir.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a little strange for me, you know? Yeah. I mean, just pull over and take a pee.
You're stuck in traffic.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
Yes, and I agree. I have to say I'm jealous for that reason of men,
uh-huh.
because they can pee anywhere.
Yes.
And whenever I pee outside, I pee on my foot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or your pants.
Or your pants, but always on my foot.
If you have a good squat going, I mean, if you are good, like if you go to the gym and squat, it might be easier, but otherwise you're, like, I couldn't pee in my car. I mean, I could, but it's going to get all over the place.
Yeah.
You need like a bus tub or something.
You do. Because the thing is, it goes everywhere.
Yeah. And if you're going to pee in a cup, like if you have to give your pee, you know, peeing in a cup is easy. When you're a girl and you have to pee in a cup, you're literally like moving it around till you find the connection. So you pee all over your hands.
I know.
It's really
and
it's not
and
cute.
And also
not cute. Cute,
we're
huh?
gonna no. we're gonna go there this morning because we're already gone there.
We've gone there 10 a.m.
Exactly. Good
I've
morning,
had
everybody.
I've had coffee. Good morning. Good
but
morning.
But when women go to the bathroom, I don't know if it, do you. I don't ever sit on the toilets when I'm.
I've tried to squat, but sometimes I'm just too worried about. I'll sit. I'll wipe and sit.
Okay.
I never just sit down.
Well, I don't ever sit down. I might use the toilet seats, but I usually hover.
Mm-hmm.
But hovering is like an art because
it is.
Let me tell you, you don't know when it comes out, like where
which
it's
direction
gonna go.
It's going to go.
So it kind of sprays everywhere.
I don't care how good your Kegels are. You don't know.
Yeah.
And also, could we address something? If you leave pee sprinkles, clean them up.
I agree with that.
I do not need to see a pee sprinkle.
I agree with that.
Disgusting.
It's so gross.
Ew.
Just
it
clean
really
it up.
Is.
Clean up your pee sprinkles. It's so gross.
Pee sprinkles. You
it's
have a name
true.
For it.
It is. They're sprinkles.
So
there is.
So gross.
It's disgusting.
And you know what's funny about this building? I love it because, one, I gave my car to a stranger. I have no idea who
Carlos,
took it.
He's amazing.
He's great.
No, he's
but
amazing.
I just gave him, I was like, here you go.
Take the keys.
You know, he loves you guys. I was like, LA Talk Radio. He's like, oh, I mean, red carpet. I was like,
he's amazing.
He was great. And but in the bathroom, I noticed it said, please do not
smoke any
substance.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was like, what is going on in this
building?
Yeah,
it's like, first of all, that's what I said. Why would you put put up a fucking sign like that, yeah. you know? Just if you want, just put no smoking.
Yeah.
But they give away the fact.
I'm like.
Yeah, because they give away the fact that somebody used to smoke here, used to smoke pot.
But it said in the building, even the bathroom. Yeah. I'm like, whoa, did somebody go? Here's a loophole. I'll go in the bathroom, not the building,
but not in the middle of the hallway.
And then at one point it said, please. Do not use a lot of toilet paper.
Yes, because of plumbing issues.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in Italy, right? Italy's like that. You can't put my... When I was in Italy, in a small little town, they're like, don't put the toilet paper in the toilet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So where the hell is...
You have to put it in the
like
garbage.
Like in a trash can.
No.
Yeah, oh, gross. Yeah.
What do you do? Do you have a bowel movement?
Oh, my God. You could wipe, but they don't have water pressure. It's like... You have 3 seconds to shower. Oh, that's God. It. Oh. You shower for 3 seconds. There's no water pressure. And you walk around a fountain all day. That's all you do in Italy.
Okay.
Yeah. You nap.
This is hilarious because this is true then because on Eat, Pray, Love, there was a... Did you ever see that movie?
I didn't.
Okay,
I know
Julia
about
Roberts.
It.
And there's a scene where she goes to Italy and she's renting this... She's looking for places to stay and she's renting this room from this woman. And she takes her into the bathroom and she literally pours like... Just like a cup of water in there. And she goes, can I have the rest of the water? And the woman goes, everything that's important gets cleaned. That was her thing.
Oh my God.
That's
really?
What this Italian woman said to
her. Oh my God.
And so it's obviously true. Like they don't use a lot of water.
Well, I'm Twittering right now. I'm on Ella Tolbert.
Yeah.
I love her. She's like me. I text my dad.
I know. Come on. I have to tell my dad stuff like this because then he'll think, you know, he's like, thank God you're successful. You know, I have to tell him everything. It's going to be okay, Dad.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the things when we were in Italy, my dad took us, me and my sister, to. Yeah. He grew up in a small town.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we go to Rome. And I don't know if you've ever noticed, maybe in the movie it showed, all the bathrooms are in the basement. Mm-hmm. So I went down to the – and they're old. You know, they're old. Oh. And they're old skeleton keys. And I got locked in a bathroom down there.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm locked in this – one bathroom, I'm turning the key. It's been like 25 minutes. I'm like, I'm sure my dad and my sister are going to save me, right? Nothing. Time's going. I'm like, I'm going to be stuck in this bathroom for this. And then a guy comes out, and I look through the keyhole, and I can't speak really great Italian.
Right.
I'm good. I mean, I'm okay at English. You know what I mean? So at one point, I look through the keyhole, and I go, scusi, signor. In English, he tried to say, try turning the key. I'm trying. I can't get... They got the waitress. They got. At one point, finally, I like got out after like a half an hour, and I go up to my sister and my dad. I go, what? Hello?
They just thought you were having a bowel movement.
Yeah, that's what my dad thought. I thought you were trying to shit.
Like a true man, because that's how long they stay in the bathroom, so they think that women stay in the bathroom
and
that long. Guess what? It doesn't happen.
Yeah. My dad answers the phone when he's on the toilet. Don't answer the phone on the toilet.
Yeah,
my dad
disgusting.
Will spend all
know.
Day in there if he could.
Yeah, with a bowling magazine. That's what he...
Oh, my God. I don't know if my dad goes that far with the bowling magazine, but he does bring in something to read usually. That is so freaking funny.
Don't get me wrong. I have like a Garfield and Archie in there myself for those days. But I mean, I don't spend a lot. Actually, I zone out sometimes. Okay. I do zone out.
Yeah.
I'll just sit there. And if I start thinking, I'm like, oh, God, I'm in the bathroom. It's not like I'm avoiding anything. I don't have kids or anything. I just zone out. You ever zone out on the... No?
Oh, hell yeah. I think we've all done it.
Yeah.
You just admit it.
Yeah, I do. Oh, God.
Where are you from, New York?
Yeah, Long Island.
Yeah.
There you go.
Can you tell by the accent?
Yeah, can you tell?
And, so let's tell people a little bit about you. You're a comedian.
Yes.
And how long have you lived here in L.A.?
Oh, my God. It'll be 7 years.
7 years?
Yeah, in September 10th.
Wow.
7 years. I know. And I drove here on the Bible Belt, which was very different.
Oh,
yeah. Texas.
I'm sure.
Just a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
Just a little bit different.
I asked some redneck what where the Alamo was in Amarillo, Texas. I was like, where's the Alamo? He was like, Like he had five teeth. He was not happy.
He had five teeth. He's jealous of your teeth.
Yeah, he was. It was fun, but yeah, I've been out and it's a lot different than New York.
Yeah,
even
obviously
7 years
here,
later. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But do you like it? Are you comfortable here?
I like it a lot.
Do you miss Long Island?
I miss New York because I could tell people
you know, off.
Yeah, and they don't get sensitive.
There we go.
They don't shoot you. It's just like a sign of affection.
I just don't even think that. I mean, half the people here are in their own world. I'm sure you can tell people to fuck off, and they don't even.
They wouldn't even know.
Yeah. Know. Yeah.
No, they don't know. But it's funny because when my dad comes out here, he's always like, "These people are so nice." What's up? And he doesn't realize that. They don't really care. They're just like, ooh.
Yeah. They're so in their own world here.
Yeah.
Everybody, because everybody's an actor or a writer, and they're so concerned about themselves.
Yeah. Well, that's why we were saying, you know that mob guy that got caught in Santa Monica?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He came, he said he went to Santa Monica because it was the most self-absorbed people in the in the country. So, and it's true, because if you're on the East Coast, you can't move. We were saying you can't move into a neighborhood without everybody knowing your business.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, you can't do anything without, you know.
I believe that.
Everybody's in everybody else's business.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow. We don't let anybody get away.
That's a big city, too. I know usually it happens in small towns.
And big cities like Manhattan still, because what happens is, it may not, like the Manhattanites might be in their own thing, the yuppies, this and that, that's fine. But what will happen is you'll get like a Long Islander or a Brooklynite or somebody moving in next door. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, that guy looks suspicious. Because you grow up, everybody's suspicious.
Yeah.
My roommate.
Part of the mob.
Yeah, my roommate always goes like, you think everybody is out to get you. I'm like, I know.
Yeah, just because you're New York, does not, you act like you're in the mob. I love it. It's
I
so
love
funny.
It. I even realize that if at this age now, I just turned 33, if I get rejected like by a guy, that the mob boss in me comes out. I no longer cry. It's just like, I'm sorry. Do you know who the fuck I am? Like, immediately. It's my immediate reaction. Don't reject me because I don't, you know, I'm Ro motherfucking Delgado. Like, I don't. I'm a mob boss.
That is awesome. Awesome.
Like, I just want
VIP access. Do you watch that show, Mob Wives?
No, I don't.
Oh, man. Talk about drama.
I know.
It's so insane.
Well,
oh,
if you want to see, like, some... My Zia, she lives in Old Westbury Gardens, and it's all Italians. You know, I mean, you go in there. My aunt, she's got marble statues, the stained glass dome. They are... I mean, it's It's a little embarrassing.
I always said when I was a kid, I always wanted to be. I was obsessed with mob movies, and I always was dreaming if I was a guy and I was Italian that I was going to be in the mob. I thought it was the coolest thing in the world.
Really?
Yeah. No.
Not
yeah.
necessarily killing people.
No,
it was
yeah.
just more so like.
Oh yeah.
The family, and they were just like so respected, and you know,
right,
and you know.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are fascinated by the mafia.
I am so fascinated by them. People think that our family's like.
Really?
Well, we're not Italian. You'd think like, because there's four Anthonys, four Tonys in the family.
Oh yeah. Well, what's your background?
You'd think German, Irish, Swedish, and Scottish.
But, oh my, I would have never guessed that. But I'm like, German Irish too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm really a blonde though. But my dad's brown eyes, dark hair. My grandfather, I'm convinced my grandfather's killed somebody. I'm really convinced.
Yeah.
I am. My dad's dead. I'm convinced he's killed somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. We just don't talk about it in our family.
You don't talk about it.
But like, I really think that they're like, that people really think that we're, you know, Italian and in the mob, but I you know, somewhere down the road we have to have killed people. I know it.
Yeah, well, you know, the Irish.
Well, we are German.
Yeah, and German. Yeah, you've killed some. But see,
we have somewhere along the way.
Just
somewhere.
A few.
But you know, my dad works for the government.
Okay.
We don't know what he does.
Okay.
But then my aunt, my Zia, they're all like, all their friends we think are whatever. They're
right.
connected with something.
Right.
But I'll say, hey, Dad, you know, whatever. What's his face? You know, they all live in Westbury Gardens. They've got 10 cars, these mansions. I go, Dad, what do they do? And he goes, well, you know, they got pizzerias.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You tell me a pizzeria has 10 Ferraris?
Or
come
a garbage
on.
Collection.
He goes like, it's a good pizzeria. I don't care how good your pizzeria is. Something else going on.
Okay. Well, that's like in the, what's the movie that Ben Affleck directed? And
The Town?
The Town.
I saw that.
And that guy he owned the flower shop, but he
yes.
covered up. He was like the mob guy.
Mm. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know what? It happens all the time.
Oh, yeah. And the Sopranos, they were garbage collectors and, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Remember in the Sopranos? Yeah.
Well, I never saw Sopranos.
Yeah. And
my uncle owned a black...
She watches The Bachelorette, but she never watched The Sopranos.
Oh, I know.
The Bachelorette.
What's the matter with
I was young when Sopranos came out.
Yeah.
I was too young. I couldn't get... But it's funny. I am obsessed with, you know, the mafia. I need to sit down and watch it from the very beginning.
You just watch the first episode and you'll be hooked.
I know. Everybody says that.
Yeah.
I actually have never seen The Sopranos either.
What the fuck? You're from New York and you're Italian.
Well, I remember one time I used to work at a place called Luigi's in Queens. And I was the only person that was in acting or stand-up or this and that. They were all, you know, regular people.
Yeah.
And my boss, Vinny, they had this casting call for The Sopranos.
Yeah.
And what it was a publicity stunt.
Oh, really?
But nobody knew that, you know. Yeah. So they put out, if you think you look Italian, show up at this place in Jersey. So my boss calls me and goes, I think we could do this. Now, he's not an actor. He's just Vinny.
Yeah. But he's a character on his own.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. And he goes, I think we could do this. And I'm like, Vinny, I don't know we should leave now, like tonight. You know, we can't. And he goes, no, let's do it. And I go, okay, call me in the morning. So he called me way too late. Well, it turns out 25,000 people showed up.
Really?
They shut down the Jersey Turnpike for 8 hours.
Oh, my God.
The first 10,000 showed up, and then they turned away 15,000 people. So they said the hairspray was going, the heel, you know.
Of course. It's Jersey,
I mean,
baby.
Aquanet profited that day. You know, like... This is before Jersey Shore and all that.
You watch that?
I've seen it. It does remind me of the guys I hung out with in Long Island. Completely.
Of course.
But we just cruise up and down the pike in Long Island.
Uh-huh.
You know, everybody had a black light. You go back to the apartment. Oh, they had a black light. Oh, it was ridiculous. Oh, God.
I have a friend from Jersey. A couple friends from Jersey, actually. Two girls. They kind of do a little bit dressed like JWoww and Snooki and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're not like roly-polies like Snooki, but, you know.
Yeah, they little dress Snooki. Like, oh, dude, that girl.
I just wonder. She's like what are those things in my favorite movie? What? Willy Wonka?
Oh, Oompa Loompa.
Yes, she's like a Oompa Loompa. I just want to roll her. I just want to put her on the ground and I want to roll her down a bowling alley.
She reminds me of like all the girls. I mean, I hung out with all those girls.
God.
And when you had big boobs, you seemed tough. Didn't mean that you could punch anything. It just seemed like you could. I don't know what it is about boobs. But if you had big, like a big,
big
upper body, you look like the tough chick. I don't know what it is about it.
Oh, my God.
Well, they're knockers. That's why they call them knockers, you know.
There you go. Look at that, Sammy.
Coming in with the zinger.
That actually could be one of the funniest things you've ever said, Sam.
Really?
It happened here Wednesday the 3rd. I'm so glad.
You brought it out in him. Look at him. Shaking it up, Sammy.
I'm
going
to yell knockers next time I see him out on his balcony.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah. That's funny.
Okay, so now you're a comedian. So do you perform around here? Like, what's your deal?
Yeah, tonight I'm in Sebobo Casino, which is about 2 hours away. She just called me. I'm like, well, she's probably checking to make sure. But, it's
2 hours away.
Yeah, where it's about
that?
2 hours at
I've
some casino. I've never heard of it.
Like some Indian casino or something. It is in California.
It's in California.
South? Yeah. North?
I think it's like north.
Okay.
North to the right.
Northeast. I love
drive
you.
Drive
north like
to
me.
The right, you'll get
you're
it.
Like
there.
Me. Do you know geography?
Not.
I don't
clue.
Know geography.
People
at all.
On the south or north side of the street. Am I Christopher fucking Columbus? No, I don't know.
I don't know.
It's right or left. It's on the right side or the left side.
It's like me. I don't know any. I don't know the states here.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. You're from New York. I don't get how New York is set up. I don't get the islands. I don't get any of
that. Okay. Here's the thing.
Okay.
Queens, Brooklyn, and Long Island are on one island.
Okay.
Okay, that's one island.
Isn't there like five
There's five boroughs.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but the thing is, five boroughs means that's five pieces of land that they could tax with city tax. That's all that means. People are like, you're not a borough. Long Island's not a borough. Okay, good, because we don't pay those taxes.
Okay. Because
if you buy cigarettes on one side of the street, you're paying $10. You buy them in Long Island, you're paying like $5 or $6.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, but Long Island's got a lot of property taxes. That's
right.
What, you know, high property taxes.
Yes.
So that's the difference.
So Long Island,
it's
Queens.
It's more upscale. And,
some parts, but some parts you're not going to want to be at.
And
I mean, I've been to some ghetto strip clubs where they had folding chairs in Long Island.
Really?
You know, that's ghetto.
Folding that's probably worse than Texas, man. Yeah. And that's saying a lot.
Yep. I've been to Texas, too. I've been to some interesting places in Texas.
I'm sure there's a lot of interesting strip clubs there.
Oh.
Okay, so wait. So where were we going?
Oh, yeah. And then it's connected by bridges and tunnels.
Right.
Okay. So five boroughs. What are the other four boroughs?
Okay,
then?
So there's Manhattan.
Manhattan.
There's the Bronx.
Okay.
There's Staten Island. There's Brooklyn. And there's Queens.
Right.
But I thought Queens, Long Island, and Brooklyn
they're
were
all
one.
On one island. But if you hit Queens and Long Island, which is one street that separates them, you're in a borough or you're not in a borough.
Oh, fucking. Mm-hmm. I can't. I need a map. I can't.
So like, let's say you're on Long Island and you go down Lakeville Road and you pass and now you're in Queens just because you cross the road. You can't make a right on Red.
Mm. Okay.
You can't make a right on Red anywhere in Manhattan, Queens, Brooklyn, Bronx.
Okay. I'm still not. Okay. Well, yeah. I have to study a map. I don't know where anything is.
Look, it's just
where.
Like maybe like the valley and it's got different towns in it. You know, it's sort of like that. They just
kind of,
divided
but you get
it.
Taxed more when you're.
Right.
You're not
they're
gonna,
like separate,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Wow. Separate entities. So they can mm-hmm. charge whatever taxes.
But
they
everybody
want.
Just forgets about Long Island.
Yeah.
Okay. And we try because, you know, they have, you know, Shaolin, you know, for Staten Island. They have Boogie Down Bronx. They have Money Making Manhattan. They have, oh, God, forget what Brooklyn is, but Queen, all this. So we just kind of come up with Strong Island.
Strong Island.
I feel like, though, hold on. I feel like people forget about Staten Island. I feel like Staten Island is a joke.
Yeah.
Because every time I see New York stuff, it's always like, you're from Staten Island. Like, it's a yeah. bad thing. Because
it costs so much to get over to Staten Island.
Is that what it is
Well, it's
about?
$9 for the Verrazano Bridge.
Jeez.
So that's what it's about. So it has nothing to do with that it's like crappy over there. It's just because...
No, but Staten Island, you know what happens when you're on Staten Island? You tend to stay on Staten Island.
Really?
You're like, screw this. I actually had my first ever paid gig. I still have the $10 I made in Staten Island at a place called Gibbs Ribs. And it was the first time I used to open up for Lisa Lampanelli. So that was my...
You did?
Yeah. Wow. And she would take me to these gigs. So my first paid one, she took me to Gibbs Ribs. Oh, God. And I remember in the bathroom, it had animal noises like, meow, you know, like that. So I got a choice of either getting paid $10 or a sandwich. So I took the 10 and I saved it on my bulletin board. I still have it. Right. I was like, my first paid gig. Well, then I did the show a couple of other times, but they changed it to a Jewish restaurant.
Okay.
But they never knew how to turn off the animal noises. So, like, you were in the bathroom and you'd still hear, like, it's a Jewish restaurant. It's terrible. It's like, we don't know how to turn them off. Oh, my God.
They don't know how they did that. That is awesome.
Yeah. They don't know because it was new owners. They're like, we don't
know.
I'm
sorry. If I walk into a restaurant and I'm going in the bathroom and I'm hearing animal noises, that would freak me out for so many reasons. Like, I wouldn't want to go and eat a bunch of ribs after that. Like,
yeah.
That just is disturbing.
Oink, oink.
Right.
And then, I'll have, you know, a piece of bacon.
Moo.
No, I feel bad.
Yeah. Like, I would just, I can't.
Yeah.
That would be a little too much.
Yeah.
Whoever did that, not good business.
That was Staten Island.
Apparently, not good business because they're out of business.
Yeah. And that, yeah, they're out of business. They're gone. So that's Staten Island. And Staten Island's, you know, interesting. Staten Island, you know.
That's right. I know. Mm-hmm. I feel like on Sex and the City, they were always like, you know, making fun of Staten Island.
Yeah.
And then like Jersey Shore, I know a couple people are, isn't one of them from Staten Island? Mm-hmm. They were like,
yeah,
Staten Island. Mm-hmm. You know, who is from Staten Island?
I think it was like...
Vinny was from...
Yeah.
He's my fave.
Yeah, I liked Vinny.
Love him.
He reminded me of like a loan shark I went out with when I was like 18.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Mario.
Loan shark.
Mario.
Yeah, he'd pull up to like the Quick Stop and be like, I'm going to get some cash. I'm like, he's so hot.
Such a badass.
Let's go fill up your gas tank. Oh my God, and my Mitsubishi Stereon. You know, like it had... So...
Money can make you look very sexy.
Oh my God.
Hells yeah, we know that.
We would go to a hotel and just make out. That's all we did. It was really odd.
Really?
It was just an odd...
You would just go to a hotel and just make out? You wouldn't have sex?
No. It's the weirdest relationship ever.
Yeah, it was a white
hotel. It was odd.
How old were you, 12?
Like 18, I don't even know. 17, 18, I don't even know. I was like, he's so hot. But we never... It was weird.
All you do is make out.
Yeah.
And on top of the clothes petting?
We do a little more than that, but at least you'd think you'd have sex. I mean, it was a hotel room.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, usually that's what people go there for.
Yeah. But for like a whole month. I don't know. It was weird.
And that was it? It lasted a month?
Well, he had a girlfriend, and then we had that fight at the pool hall.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah,
Back it up here, girl. Back it up, Kat. Okay. So hold on. He had a girlfriend. Well, maybe that's why he wasn't doing anything with you more. He had some morals, right?
No,
he could make out with you at least.
This is like when everybody... You know how you see people? You know, they were all seeing each other?
Yeah.
You know, so that's what... Right. Apparently, he was seeing her, but then her friend confronted me and my friend at a pool hall. You know, it was like really like...
Was hair flying? Were you guys pulling?
No, we were stoned. So we were going to we thought we were going to fight. Then we jumped in my car. But then the cops pulled me over, and I had to do field sobriety tests.
Wow. Did you fail?
I passed every one.
Really?
I was high.
Yeah.
So I was like, bam, bam, you know, with the finger to the nose. And then he gave me a choice to either arrest me or take me home to my parents. At the time, I was like, I could go to jail. My lone jerk boyfriend will bail me out.
Yeah.
But I picked my house.
Oh, my God.
And I proceeded to get yelled at.
So you were his girlfriend, or you were just the another woman he was seeing?
I think I was, what's the word in Italian? I was the...
The mistress?
Yeah, the Gumar or something. It's like some kind
that
of
sounds
word.
Awful. Gumar. What a terrible
I don't know,
name.
Something like that.
Doesn't sound like Italian word.
It's a terrible name.
It's terrible.
I don't want to be that. Ever.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't want to. But it was really, it was hilarious. I got material from it.
Yeah.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Tons of it.
But we were all over the place. We just didn't care. We were just, you know, making out with this guy, that guy. That's how, like, Jersey Shore is. That's how we were.
Well, that's true. It is. Like,
yeah, and it's different times, too. You know what I mean?
This was when
we were young.
Yeah, we had beepers. We drank Zima, had beepers.
There we go.
You know, like,
I did that, too. We're around the same age.
We're just stupid. We were just running around.
Zima. That did not get you drunk at all.
No.
I don't think it had any alcohol in it, actually.
You drank it because it wouldn't smell.
Right?
You're like, I can go home. What's up?
I remember Zima. Zimas. We had
those God,
in high
love.
Yeah. Oh, I never tried it. I remember it though.
God, they were. I thought they were awesome.
I love it.
But they were awful.
Oh, they were awful. It was but like that, drinking. Yeah. You drink six Zimas. It was drinking like gallons of Sprite.
Yeah. You're like, it was. You didn't get drunk at all. I'm a lightweight, and you didn't get drunk at all.
Yeah, you were just like running around, woo, because you had so much energy from all the sugar.
Do they still have that? Zimas?
I think it jumped the shark with Zima Gold.
Did it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if it's still around.
Yeah.
But we also had Boons. We had Boons.
Yes, I remember Boons.
Zima, yeah. We had all that.
Yeah.
We were all over the place.
Yeah.
We had cake
parties. You remember
they
used to have like wine coolers and things like this, like Bartles and James?
Yeah.
And...
Yeah, Boons was
yeah.
wine coolers.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't have them anymore. I mean, I've been looking all over the place. They don't have them.
You gotta look for Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Yeah. I have some in my house right now. That stuff is good.
Mike's Hard Lemonade?
Yes, it's awesome.
Does it have alcohol in it?
It's got a lot. Does it have a lot in it?
No. It's got a decent amount. It's not.
Is it the drivable amount?
There we go. It's the drivable amount, which is not good to say.
Not
I do
good.
Not support drinking and driving, kids.
No.
I do not support it.
You will get a DUI, especially in this town. You can't do it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's so...
And don't get a DUI from a bicycle cop. That would be really embarrassing.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
That's really
any kind of ticket
actually,
from a bicycle.
Because you could outrun those guys.
You could.
Not outdrive them. You could outrun them.
You can't outdrive them because they have a pen and a pen and they'll write down your license plate.
Yeah. But, you know, sometimes they can startle you, you know? I mean, because what they do is they wait when you stop to the intersection and then they run.
They look to see if you're on your phone.
Right. Either that or sometimes, you know, it's like for different things. Like out here near the mall, they have a few every day.
I know. I know what you're talking about.
And they have the speed guns, you know, so they can.
Are they on the bicycle with the speed guns?
Yeah.
Isn't that ironic, though?
Yeah.
If we're speeding, how are you going to catch them?
Well, because they're right there at the intersection, you know?
You know, it doesn't apply for cops. They can speed. They don't care.
Okay, if I see another cop on the phone.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do, bro?
I'm going to be like, send me the money for the ticket you should get.
And then they'll arrest you.
And fix your headlight. What does it matter?
And fix your headlight.
Hate that.
It's so annoying.
I know.
Just warn me. I don't know if my stupid headlight or my backlight.
It's $275.
I know.
Ticket.
I got one.
Oh,
I freaking got one.
Really?
Yeah, I got one once. This guy thought he had like jackpot because I had just done a benefit for a woman's prison. It was like 1 a.m. from San Bernardino.
Right? You went to a prison?
No, I was gonna, but they had the benefit at a restaurant. We couldn't go into the prison. Don't get me wrong.
But wait,
she's fascinated by prison. She's like, I'd love to go.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's get this straight. I'd love to visit.
Yeah. Have you been to Alcatraz?
No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
I love Alcatraz.
Cool?
Maybe I should just
start with Alcatraz.
Yes, you should.
Go to Alcatraz. Yeah.
Where there's nobody in there.
Yeah.
Nobody.
You know, but
let's start with that.
You go in there. It's cool. You put the headphones on. It's so I'm obsessed with, like, I don't know. Killers. I walked Lockdown.
I
don't know what it is.
Snap? Do you watch Snap?
I've seen Snap.
Yeah.
Yep. I've seen it.
Crazy.
I read books about it. It's weird. I have this weird.
So do I.
Yeah. I just can't help it. But so we did this benefit for the prison. We were going to go there, but they didn't have us there.
Right.
And I also played halfway, not halfway, where they go to rehabilitate to go out into the public.
I see.
So
okay.
That's not a halfway house, is it?
No,
it's
like
house for porn or porn.
people to go back out into the real world, develop healthy relationships.
To get out of the porn world. Isn't it for
it's the witness Jesus protection Christ. The witness porn protection program.
Oh, isn't it for people that
like after rehab or something?
What is the halfway house for?
I don't know.
It's like where basically when we got told we were gonna do it, you couldn't be too dirty because they get too rowdy.
Right.
And I mean all your whole audience has tattoos on their face, and they're just like they're fun. They love laughing. But afterwards, I remember I was like, "Here's my postcard." Like, "Oh, we're not allowed to take any materials. Thank you." Oh, because you'll shank somebody. You're like, oh. So basically, they're learning how to get back into society.
You're right. Here we go. Yeah. Wikipedia. God bless Wikipedia.
Thank God for Wikipedia.
The purpose of a halfway house, also called a recovery house or sober house, is generally to allow people to begin the process of reintegration with society.
Yep, right. Exactly. So
okay, so I was right about
you were
after rehab.
Right. You were right, and you were right. Yeah, I was wrong because it's not dealing
it's
with
not for porn.
Or
I should have said Wikipedia porn. Like, how do you get back into the regular society?
I love it. I just
all the exercises are like they learn how to
Suck
put on
it.
Clothes while Suck grocery it. Shopping. They see nothing wrong
and
with that Wall Street
thing. And learn how to not masturbate in public.
Yeah. They're like, what's wrong with that whole Wall Street thing? It's perfectly acceptable.
Yeah.
We do this all the time.
That's how you trade stocks, right? No. We have to rehabilitate them.
Oh, my God. You're so going to use this for your material. And you're welcome.
Thanks, Stephanie. Oh, my God.
I'm glad I can contribute for saying stupid shit.
Oh, so what I was saying with the whole... benefit. So it was for this women's prison and blah blah. It was a great show. It was fun. You know, we raised money and this and that. So on the way back, it was 1 a.m, San Bernardino, Saturday night, and I was I noticed I'm getting pulled over. I was swerving, and this cop pulls me over, and you know you have to pull off the exit. I drove over a curb. I was like, oh my God, yeah. So he wrote, you know, the window comes down. He goes, what are you doing? Are you drinking? And I was like, no, I didn't have a drink. And he goes, what are you doing? I was like, I was snacking. I was opening pistachio nuts while I was driving.
Oh, my God.
So I must have been swerving. And he was so mad. He was like, what? You were snack? Like, if I opened my door, pistachio nutshells would have fallen down. And I showed him, like, Fiji apples. I was eating, like, dried fruits, you know, from Trader Joe's.
Oh, my God.
He was so mad.
Did he give you a ticket?
He gave me a ticket for swerving lanes, straddling lanes.
What was he mad about? That you weren't drunk?
Yeah, I think so. Because I hear his partner laughing. He comes over. He goes, so you were snacking? I go, yes. I'm sorry. Because he's like, you drove over the curb. I was like, I was nervous. So nervous.
Well, they'll freak you out.
Oh,
I hate
me
cops.
Up, sir.
I really hate cops because I don't think that they really help us in any way. I think they try to instill fear into people just to, you know, to be hard asses, and it pisses me off. I get really angry with cops. I am not a nice person to cops. People are like, why don't you ever get out of tickets? It's because I'm rude.
Really?
I am super rude to cops. I hate them. I'd rather get arrested than be nice to them.
I
hate them so much.
I used to be able to talk. In New York, you could talk your way out of a ticket, no problem. I bribed a cop with calamari once back in New York.
calamari.
I said, is there any way we could settle this over some fried calamari?
And he said, yes.
He said, where do you work? I go, Luigi's. He goes, I've heard about that place. Okay. Meet me there in 5 minutes. I get out of all this stuff. Out here, nothing. They don't care.
Oh, they don't care at all.
I feel like the LAPD's motto should be, we couldn't stop it, but we're here now. Because a crime happens, and then they just hang out.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm like, you didn't stop it.
They don't do anything.
Yeah. You
show up
you're
later
just hanging out.
When it's too late.
Anything.
Yeah. I'm like, what happened?
No, I hate. I have no respect for cops. I'm sorry. I have no respect for cops.
I
Many
try.
Many of them are on a power trip, you know.
And that's what pisses
some of them
me off.
Are. Some of them are nice, but some of them are on a power trip. Yeah. You know who I feel is on a power trip sometimes? Parking people.
Oh.
I'm like, sir.
I agree.
We have one that comes into the restaurant, and he's always like, yeah, it's Greg around. I'm like, you're a dork. That's what you are.
You can't be a real cop, so you're a parking cop.
You're a parking guy.
You suck.
Yeah.
Nobody likes you.
Okay. Nobody
then,
likes them.
Nobody likes the parking bee, but then it's like I feel bad too on the other side. Like they have a shitty ass job.
Oh yeah, yeah. They do.
You know what I mean? So it's like, and somebody's got to do it.
But if they're decent people, they're not going to take that job. You know?
True. But,
yeah. I don't know.
But I mean, I can see both sides.
Yeah,
I feel bad for them in a way, but then I'm like, you're an asshole.
Because nobody's going to like them.
Right.
But I always wonder, like, what were they like growing up? Like, I feel like they're the hall monitors. You know what I mean?
Oh, I was friends with my hall monitors. Leave them alone.
Look, I was a nerd.
Leave my hall monitors alone. I was friends with them, and I loved them dearly.
Did you?
I brought them gifts. They were the best.
Because we were picked on. When you're a nerd, you're picked on.
I just made friends with everybody. I was friends with every single person. Plus, you make friends with the hall monitors. You can go places when you're not supposed to.
That's true. Yeah.
That's why I made friends with them.
That's very true.
And I was allowed to go out throughout the school or come in or go, like, come into school early or leave late.
Yeah.
I remember one time this hall monitor helped me because I came in, I had locked the keys in my car running.
Oh, I've done that.
I did it twice within the same week.
Mm-hmm.
And I came in and the hall monitor, she was amazing. I forget her name now, damn it. But she was amazing.
You should find her on Facebook and thank her.
I don't remember her name. How the hell am I going to find her? Jesus, Ro. Come on.
I've locked my keys in the car running in a blizzard.
Just a friggin' monitor.
Wait, where did you grow up?
Chicago.
Chicago.
Deep
dish pizza.
Yeah.
Yum, yum.
See? And you're from New York and you're saying that.
I know.
You like deep dish. High five to that.
I know.
Girl.
I love
it. I'm not a thin crust girl.
No?
Uh-uh. There's like very few thin crust pizzas that I like.
Yeah.
I like
it's got to be very specific.
I want 4 layers of cheese. I want thick crust. I want whole tomatoes on top. I want the whole thing. I want it so I eat one piece and I'm full. Like that's what I want.
Yeah.
You get a good, and we had in New York Sicilian pies. Sicilian pies with
thick?
A square and thick.
Mm.
It's funny that in New York they call them pies. You know, here we don't.
Yeah.
Do
I know.
In Italy? Yeah. Do they in Italy? Is that what they call it?
They call it pies. Yeah. And well, you know, also though the town my dad grew up in, pizza was a little different too.
Okay.
It was very simple. It was kind of bubbly crust and it had a lot of arugula, just very plain. Mm. Kind of just. It was the food's delicious.
Oh, I'm sure.
But it was just very, very kind of plain. It wasn't the cheese pizza you're thinking about in New York.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, but it was. I mean, there was a lot of food. And if you didn't eat, oh, my God. I just lost weight before I'd gone there. And they said, you look sickly.
Yeah,
and
of
I'm
course.
Telling
they
you,
all do that.
And if you saw me, I'm not – I love my figure, but I do not look – I mean, I'm still L.A. chubby. According to L.A., they'd probably be like, you got an ass.
Hey, girl, I love ass and thighs and
I love
tits
it.
And I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I'm totally fine with it. But in L.A., I'm like, oh, well,
I'm
you know,
so fat.
Yeah, she's got some...
And then when you're in Italy you're like, you're anorexic.
Are you okay?
They just want to feed you. They
well, that culture does
you.
Revolve around food. Mm-hmm. You know, many, many Mediterranean cultures are like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that I always noticed on The Sopranos. They're always eating.
Ugh.
Always.
Oh, God, I know.
That makes me happy.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what?
They bond over food.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
You know what? I love watching Jersey Shore for this reason. Because the men cook and they are amazing.
Oh yeah,
and none of the women on the show cook.
Really?
None of
yeah,
the,
no,
like,
my dad and I grew up
Wow.
with my dad cooking.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's the same. Like in Italy, though, women can cook.
Yeah, right.
You know
yeah,
what I
yeah.
mean. Like that's a whole nother thing. But like if you're Italian here, like in America, I feel like it's more so the men.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
cook.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But every single guy in Jersey Shore cooks, and it makes me. So excited.
Isn't that
really?
Great?
Oh, my God. And they cook amazing, huge family-style dinners.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
This is like,
right.
you're having food for weeks. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
My dad
I know.
Doesn't cook
it's...
like that. My dad doesn't even know how to cook.
My dad,
know,
well, my
I
dad cooked growing up because my mom was Irish German. My dad cooked pasta to start. Every night was pasta to start with something. Pasta with peas, pasta with this, pasta with that. Yeah. And then the main course.
Mm. You call sauce gravy?
No, I call it sauce.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
That's
we didn't call it gravy. I think it was more of a Jersey thing.
My best friend, who is Italian in Chicago, called it gravy.
Yeah, and a lot of Jersey people I know call it gravy.
Mm-hmm.
I call it sauce.
Yeah.
Do you know what disco fries are?
Is that with cheese?
And gravy.
Yep.
There we go.
With gravy.
This is, yes, I didn't know this, but there's different names for it in different places.
Yeah.
But my friend who's from Jersey, when she lived out here, she was like, I wish they had disco fries here. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, I had no idea, and she told me it was gravy, and I had it when I went to New York. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had it when I went to New York. It's just actual, like, It's like turkey gravy on fries with cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah, here they put chili on it instead of the gravy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, too, it's called good. Disco fries because the time you eat that is usually after you're drunk from the club.
Yes.
It's not like you wake up and you go, what's for lunch today? I'm going to have fries with gravy and mozzarella cheese. This doesn't ever cross your mind.
It's so true. It's after you get drunk.
It's 3:30 in the morning. You've already, you're taking a break between parties because you're about to go to another bar.
But you do it on the East Coast or in the Midwest, not here, because things close down at 2.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to get to Mel's before 2.
I know. Well, it's like last call is 1:15 now.
I know.
Not that I'm a big partier.
I mean, neither am I, but I just don't like that fact.
It's stupid.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to know.
Confining.
I want to know that I can keep going if I want to. Not that I can anymore. At this point, you're out and you're like, oh, God, what time is it?
I know. You're like, I have another hour. I have to stay out.
I need a Red Bull.
I have to do this.
What happened?
It's so
what
true.
Happened? I used to be, oh.
I was telling Sam the other day over the weekend, like, I went to this party in Hermosa Beach and I was like, I couldn't be, well, first of all, being around drunk people when you're not drunk sucks in every way.
It's the worst.
Yeah. It's the worst.
Because then you see how ridiculous everybody is.
How ridiculous, and like everything people say is just stupid.
Yeah.
And then like I was getting really annoyed, and I have patience with drunk people, but like I was so annoyed. Like this one girl was like trying to convince me and my friends to go back with her and her friends, like, yeah, mm-hmm. we're going to go party more. And I was like, and she went, I was sitting there like not just looking at her, like I said, I'm not going.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to like grab my face and she's like, smile, you're beautiful. And I literally like smacked her hand away.
Really?
I was like, look, like I don't know how many effing times I got to tell you that I don't want to go.
Yeah.
Like, just let it be.
Yeah.
Like, if I tell you once, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go. Like, I just...
Get
I was
off
so
me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was so annoyed. I was like, you know what? And usually I don't get like that, but I had it. Like, I had it. It was it for me. I was done. I was like, you know what? That's great that you're having a good time, honey. Go and have a good time.
Yeah.
But you don't have to ask me 15 times to come because I don't want to.
No, I know. And you know, I've done this where I've gone kind of far out, like about an hour, like Santa Barbara, my friend had this bachelorette party, and I showed up late, so everybody's wasted, and at that point, like, stay in a hotel room. I'm like, I am not near your point, or am I going to get there, because I've just decided I'm leaving this bachelorette party.
That is just the worst.
Oh, it's the worst, and then you're in this club, it's like a restaurant, and then it turns into a club, and you've got water in front of you, and then the busboy just takes it away. You're like, hey.
This is all I got.
Okay, I had a burrito. Don't take my water. You know, like, it's just, it was, oh, you're sitting in the club, you've got in your hand, you've got a multivitamin and zinc, and you're like, this used to be ecstasy, and now I need to eat before I take it so I don't get a stomach ache. God, what happened to my life?
Like, getting older.
I love that you're having zinc and a multivitamin in a club.
In a club. What happened? I used to trip on acid. What happened?
I'm telling you.
Well, I think you were. I didn't know.
You've matured and gotten older. Like,
oh my God. I used to be like, that road's crazy. Now it's like, oh, Ro looks aggravated at the club.
Ro's just a crabby bitch now.
I just can't. I went out to, my birthday was a few weeks ago.
Happy belated.
Thank you. And you know what is funny is I'm a Cancer, and I realized that I worked down the street at Stanley's, and I had some regular people, and they were all about like 75, and I go up to the table and they go, hey Ro, it's his birthday, and I'm like, Cancer. And they're like, what?
You're like, I hope don't have cancer.
Like, I meant like the sun. Good. I'm a Cancer. And they're like, oh my God, we thought you were wishing some kind of horrible thing. I'm like, no. Like, it would have been fine if it was like, Leo.
Right?
But no.
It's like Cancer.
Cancer!
It's like, I'm a Pisces.
And
Pisces.
Yeah, Pisces. But I yelled it so enthusiastically. I was like, Cancer! And like, whoa. I'm so sorry.
So don't do that to people in public.
Don't do that.
Especially when they're Cancer. Yeah.
So we went to that club in the W, Dre's. Have you ever heard of it? It's the W Hotel in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And first of all, we didn't plan that. We had gone out to dinner and we figured we'd meet one of my sister's friends out. And I'll tell you something. First of all, I hate waiting in lines. I don't wait in line. Hate it. I hate it. Treat me. I want to, like that mob thing. I want to be brought in, put to the corner. I want the bottle set up. People come over, say hi. I'll dance when I want to dance. That's it.
There you go.
That's what. Yeah. So I'm standing there. I'm like, this is. So he's trying to get us in and everything. Well, at one point, we were the only girls in the place wearing pants. What happened? What happened? Vaginas are hanging out everywhere. What is the matter
it's
with these girls?
Everywhere.
What? I've seen an areola sticking out. I'm like, stick your areola back into your shirt. What is the problem?
Sam would disagree with that.
Yeah. I know.
Well, we don't have any time left to talk about that.
Oh, my God. We end on areola?
We'll have to continue. You'll have to come back, Ro.
Okay.
If people want to see you, where are you going to be?
They can find me on rodelagrazie.com. RODELLEGRAZIE. I'm going to be at Flappers coming up, John Lovitz Club.
Oh, fun.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
I'm doing California's Funniest Female competition. My roommate, she's a comedian too. We should have her come on. She's fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Jackie
definitely
Fabulous. So you should come check us out.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet. Well, Ro DeLaGrazie,
thanks for having
thank
me.
You so much.
Ro.
Thanks for joining us. And
Sammy.
That's it, Stephanie.
Have a good one.
You too. See you all tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.